going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They did a study and found out there are five types of shopping cart returners. I'm going to ask you to be honest, and I will as well.
Yeah.
You just jump in when I hit your category. Those who always return their shopping cart.
That's me.
If I'm parked right next to that little cart gathering tent, the corral, I will sometimes slide it in there, but most of the time I walk it back.
Wait, to the store?
Yes.
Oh, no, I mean return it to the corral.
No, we're talking about returning carts to the store.
No, I am not returning it to the store. I am returning it to the cart corral.
All right, then you just hold your horses. We haven't come to your category
yet. I mean, I am not walking it back into the store.
I usually do, and there is a reason why. I spent 4 years working at AMP Supermarket. That was one of the important jobs they assigned to this kid right here. So I feel sorry for the kids out in the bad weather. Category two, you never return the cart to the store.
Rude.
Isn't that you, though?
No, I return it to the cart corral.
I'm sorry, we don't have that as a category.
Well, that is the most common answer.
That's the same thing as leaving it in the...
No, it is not the same thing as leaving it in the middle of the parking lot.
Okay, so...
Because it can't, like, the wind can't blow it into somebody's car if it's in the cart corral.
We're talking about making life easier on the shopping cart kids.
Yeah, when they're all gathered in the cart corral,
I'm still putting them you down as a never return.
No!
All right, the convenience return is, maybe this is you, people who only return their cart if the weather is nice or they're parked close to where it's supposed to go.
No, the corral is where it's supposed to go.
All right, then we'll put down you as a convenience return.
No, I'm an always return it. I always return it to the corral.
Wow, I've never seen anybody get so upset.
Because I would never leave it in the middle of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be lumped into that category.
All right, there are still people waiting to hear their category. The pressure returners. People who only do it if they know somebody is watching. Like an employee or somebody parked right next to
them.
That's
funny.
Yes. And then you can utilize this in a few years, not yet. Child-driven returners, meaning parents who make their kids do it or trick them into thinking it's fun.
Oh.
That's a good idea. You know, if you got a 12-year-old, oh my God, you want to drive the cart all the way up to the store?
I will often take someone else's cart back for them, too.
Now she's working hard to regain her reputation here. We know how you are, Amanda.
I return it to the cart corral, always.
What happens if it's equal distance between the cart corral and the store?
Well, I park next to the cart corral because, well, no, I can't leave my kids.
What happens if there are no spaces there?
Then I'll park near it.
If you had been at Wegmans at 11:30 this morning like I was, there were no spots near the cart corrals.
Is that even what it's called?
I don't know. That's what you started calling it. It sounded good to me. So you would have been driving that parking lot like the person that's at the gym waiting for a good spot near the door,
even though
they're supposed to be there to exercise.
Yep, I will ride around until somebody leaves.
That's funny.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.